Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is showtime. Welcome to the USA Radio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered, and your host with the most is the one and only Wayne Allyn Root. Now, Wayne will be here in exactly 60 minutes. Those of you familiar with what happens here on Tuesdays and Thursdays, me, Lee Elsie, yours truly, gets a chance to warm you all up for the first hour when Wayne takes over in exactly 60 minutes. Christopher is down there in Dallas, Texas. He is pushing all the buttons, making sure everything is running properly. Normally, I don't start out with a guest here on a Tuesday or a Thursday, but I got a chance to track down another friend from the Heritage Foundation. And the reason why I want to bring him up and bring him on first is because the op-ed he just put out is spot on, right on the money. 10 ways Biden's Build Back Better bill will kill economic opportunity. And the author of that op-ed is Richard Stern from the Heritage Foundation, heritage.org. So I know you mapped it out in your op-ed like 1 through 10. So I want to kind of hit on a couple of these. And let's start right away with number one. This plan actually will increase the number of IRS agents. Tell me about that.
So I think the first thing, one of the most, I think, egregious parts of this bill is that there's $79 billion just to go to the IRS. Now, you might say, you know, how much money is that? It's a 64% increase in their annual funding. And that's if they use it over the entire 10 years. They could use it all in the first year, the first 3 years if they want. The other thing you might have heard Biden and you know, many of his Democrat friends in Congress say this, but they keep talking about the tax gap, right? They keep talking about that there are these tax sheets out there that there's all of this money. In fact, in their recent framework, they think that they're going to raise $400 billion just the enforcement of and dealing with what they call the tax gap. But they don't really tell you what the tax gap is. So let me tell you what. When they're talking about the tax gap, they're talking about their IRS bureaucrats disagreeing with every business owner in America on their legitimate business expenses. So take, for example, you got somebody who's a farmer, owns a construction company, something like that, has a pickup truck, you know, it's on his property. Now, he uses the pickup truck to move stuff around for his construction company or to move things around his farm. But he's a real person, right? He uses that pickup truck also to go to the grocery store, take his family to the church. So he, like every other business owner in America, has to do a complicated set of processes to figure out how much of what he spends on the gas, the tires, things on the truck is a legitimate business expense or a small business, how much of that is stuff he spends for his own life and his family. What this money is going to do, $640 in more taxes per American household to get to the IRS, is hire more IRS agents to go knock on that guy's door and start arguing with him about exactly what's a business expense and exactly what's not. So when they talk about tax gap and they talk about doing that, that's all they're talking about. They're talking about nitpicking over every decision every American small business owner makes and going to people and knocking on the door and beating down their door that way. So don't be fooled. That's what they're talking about.
How many people are we talking about?
So it's a good question. And the truth is, you know, there are 32.5 million registered businesses in the United States. About two-thirds of those are sole proprietorships. So the truth is, all of them are on the chopping block. And in fact, one of the most insane parts of this, frankly, is if you go back year over year, the IRS puts out wildly different estimates of the tax gap year over year. In fact, within the same year sometimes, the IRS will put out very different estimates because exactly what I was talking about. It is such a nebulous concept. And again, frankly, most of it probably doesn't exist, right? Most of it probably is small business owners making a very good attempt to be law-abiding and to really only claim legitimate business expense. The answer is we'd be giving all this power to the IRS, and then we'll figure out after we pass the bill exactly how many people would involve.
So every person out there listening to us right now, whether you're a Democrat or Republican, because this is not a, this shouldn't be a partisan issue, because just about everybody has an innate deep fear of the IRS. Maybe fear is the wrong word, but an issue with the IRS. You fill out your tax returns, you send it in, and you're hoping that you don't get audited, because more than you breaking the law, pardon my French, it's a pain in the ass, right? So personally, I've had the IRS on my rear end 4 or 5 times, fine after fine, for nothing. You know, everybody out there who's working 40, 50, 60 hours a week, who's, trying to sock away a few bucks, who might forget X, Y, and Z on their tax return. Now, they're going to be called to the carpet, and they're going to get audited at that time, and that's just brutal.
Exactly. And I said, here's, I think, a perfect example of this, right? And this is one of the other line items in my op-ed you were talking about, is that there's another $3.8 billion that we'd be giving, annually to the IRS to help them administer tax subsidies, right? So this is money that's going to a lot of green energy. It's going to particular corporations that do the things that the drafters of this bill like, right? So these are people who are politically well-connected, running businesses that serve the ideological interests of the people that drafted the bill. So for those people, there's more money in this to hire more people to help them get the subsidies that they would get in the tax code through this bill. I think that's kind of a perfect example of the dichotomy we're talking about here, right? You're talking about somebody like you, somebody who's hardworking like that. You're going to get audited by the IRS through these ideological pursuits. If you're one of the people that does the things they like, there's more money in here to help you get subsidies they put into this bill.
So if you play the game, you're good to go. But if you're not playing the game, you're going to get screwed.
Exactly. And then I think one of the other major things I've gotten here, and it's actually several different line items in here, because frankly, there are just that many kind of corporate crony subsidies that are directed at specific industries in the bill. But part of what you find in here, right, is that they talk an enormous amount about investments, about the development, and helping up this. But here's the thing you have to ask yourself, right? Where are all these resources coming from? But if you listen to Biden, you listen to his allies in Congress, they were talking about moving trillions of dollars here, moving trillions of dollars there. The truth is, they talk about the money, where it's just cash money. They talk about it as if it is the concrete going into their new highways, or if it is somehow new computers or factory equipment or all of these other things. The truth is, the money is representative of the real work in production that you and other people do. If you work at a factory, you have your own business. It's not really that you're producing money, right? You're producing some tangible good or service, something that actually truly benefits people. When Biden and his friends in Congress talk about this bill, they are talking about destroying through taxes, through borrowing, through printing money. They're talking about destroying those actual productive economic endeavors to get the cash, but not real resources, right? They're destroying real productivity so they can redistribute the currency to somebody else to pay them to do something that probably isn't useful to somebody else. And I think that's one of the most important things to understand about this bill and what Biden's talking about, is they can't really create new investment. They're talking at best about redirecting it. I mean, in this entire bill, all $1.75 trillion of it is just pure wealth redistribution. So don't be fooled by their discussion of it being investment or something like that.
We're talking to Richard Stern, senior policy analyst, budget policy. He's an expert in all of that. Heritage Foundation, you can find out more about him, heritage.org. And we're looking at his op-ed, 10 Ways Biden's Build Back Better Bill Would Kill the Economic Opportunity. And I posted it up on our Facebook thread and our website as well, so you can follow along as we go. I want to go through a couple more of these. Suppressing worker freedom. Explain that.
So now I want to be clear about it. So this part actually, maybe a little bit of a victory for conservatives, this part is no longer in the text. So this was in the framework they had when he put this out. It's no longer in the new framework.
Gotcha.
However, I will tell you this, though. One thing I haven't told everybody is, the original proposal they came up with was $5.25 trillion of new spending, new taxes, new subsidies, like I was saying, wealth redistribution. Just because they've pared down the bill they've got now, I don't think we should give them credit for it. They didn't pare it down because they came to their senses and realized how burdensome this bill would be. They pared it down because they're being forced politically, right? So,
all right, real quick, before we got to take a break, central planning for rural America. What do they mean by that?
This is money for so-called economic development, but, targeted in rural areas. All this really is a slush fund for federal bureaucrats to say, I like this business. I don't like that business. I'm going to give some money to this business I like at the expense of this business I don't like. Or, for example, you've got somebody who's well-connected in the region that says, hey, you know, it'd be really great if we built a highway. It magically goes through all of these plots of land that I own that nobody wants to build anything on, but just build the highway there, right? And, you know, if my property value is double, triple, you know, that's just a byproduct of building this really needed highway. That's what this money is, right? And you've seen this play out in a lot of places. This happens a lot at the state level. And, frankly, there's a lot of federal grants that get used in that kind of corrupt fashion. That's exactly what this is. Again, it's wealth redistribution. The government doesn't create new productivity. It's simply destroying existing businesses that employ people and redistributing the cash out of them.
And you wrap it up by talking about more state and local bailouts. I live in Connecticut. It's about as blue a state as you can get. We received way more money than we deserved from the COVID blowout. And now you're telling me these blue states are probably going to get more, correct?
Yes. All of this right here, it is money taken from hardworking Americans, taken out of existing businesses that actually produce the goods and services that enrich our life, just to be handed to more state and local bureaucrats. I think the last thing just I would leave you with and the listeners with is that, you know, for us on the conservative side, we have a deep faith and a belief in what people do, in the love that they bring to their communities, and they bring to their passion to work, to innovate, to produce new things to truly lift up people and truly make our lives easier. That's what we believe in. That's why we believe in freedom, because we have that faith in what we will all do and what we'll do in our community. This bill was written by people who don't share that faith and instead want the PACs borrow quick money in a way that destroys that freedom, destroys the innovation we all do, and does whatever they feel like they want to do to micromanage the problem.
Great stuff. I got to stop you there, Richard. I got to run. We're out of time, but I appreciate it. Richard Stern from the Heritage Foundation. Again, go online, heritage.org. Type in Richard Stern to find out more about him. I got to take a quick break. I'll come right back. Once again, you're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
An amazing day. Hey friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee, and here's my beautiful wife, Chelsea.
Hi women, I have a message just for you today. Every single day we have women that come to us in pain, not physically, even though yes, that is too, but in pain from suffering of hopelessness because they have tried every single thing to lose weight and they can't.
And they can't year after year after year, and they give up. They give up hope. They're desperate. They're in a dark place, but we have a light of truth. Science is a search for the truth that is known. In our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, ladies, you will lose 15 to 20 pounds of solid fat every 4 weeks. Go log on to our website. Look at the testimonials of real women just like you who were hopeless, but this changed their life.
Check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. I want to tell you about my friends at Tangible Investments. Tangible is among the biggest precious metals and rare coin dealers in America. 35 years in business, billions in sales. They sold one rare coin collection for $15 million, the largest private sale in history at the time. They've been awarded the PNG designation. That means they're the best of the best in the world. But here's the big advantage for you. Tangible might just have the lowest overhead of any precious metals dealers. That means they can afford to give you incredible deals. Tangible will sell you gold at 1% over the New York spot price. Just 1% over the New York spot price? Who does that? No one ever. Just say Root. That's it. You get your gold at a price no one in America can match. This offer is limited to 5 ounces per family. Get started by contacting Tangible Investments at 800-384-41. That's toll free, 800-384-41. Be sure to say Root, 800-384-41, or online at TII1.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. As you may know, I don't often publicly endorse charities, but I am today taking the time to tell you about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. These guys are the real deal. Since they're veterans and ranchers, they know about vets and horses. The Liberty Projects adopts wild Mustangs from the BLM and works with vets to train the horses for service work like Border Patrol and Color Guard. Since they're a team of veterans themselves, they actually care about other veterans. They guide, support, support and assist others through the maze of post-military paperwork. The Liberty Project skilled team walks the path beside you to remind you that you are important because you are. Whether it's to volunteer, partner, or make a tax-deductible contribution, visit these guys at vetsandhorses.com. They assemble a team, a venue, and an organization that helps both vets and horses. What could be more patriotic? There are so many great things about this Liberty Project's organization. I encourage you to check them out at vetsandhorses.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. My name is Lee Elsie, and yes, Wayne Allen Root will in fact be here at the top of the hour. I want to go back in time a little bit. I want to go back to when a thought of a COVID vaccine under Donald Trump was akin to some kind of a diabolical plot to end mankind. And now here we are, fast forward, after Donald Trump basically took the shackles off the pharmaceutical companies and allowed them to do their job and allowed them to create a vaccine. Now, I haven't taken the vaccine, so maybe I'm in the super minority here, but there are folks out there who swear by it, and they've taken it, and they think it's a wonderful thing, and all that goes along with that, and all that in a bag of chips. But I want to go back, because I ran across this audio. I thought it was interesting. It explains in a 2-minute and 30-second segment how hypocritical your elected leaders are, in particular, your elected leaders on the left. It starts with governor, and then the now disgraced governor Cuomo, and it runs the gamut of folks who were anti-vax before they were pro-vax.
I think it's going to be a very skeptical American public about taking the vaccine, and they should be.
We can't trust the president and take his word
and Obama.
Take a vaccine that might cost.
Of course not.
If and when the vaccine comes, it's not likely to go through all the tests that needs to be and the trials that need to be done.
Let's just say there's a vaccine that is approved and even distributed before the election. Would you get it?
Well, I think that's going to be an issue for all of us.
When we finally do, God willing, get a vaccine, who's going to take the shot? Who's going to
going to take the shot?
We will need to have access to the vaccine results so we can make our independent assessment to make sure that Donald Trump's fingerprints are not on it.
How about that?
You can be the first one to say, put me, sign me up. They now say it's okay.
Is the vaccine safe? Frankly, I'm not going to trust the federal government's opinion. And I wouldn't recommend to New Yorkers based on the federal government's opinion.
Right.
And
right.
The question of whether it's real when it's there, that requires enormous transparency.
Mm. Would you trust that vaccine? There's very little that we can trust that comes out of Donald Trump's mouth.
We cannot take for granted this process will be free of political influence.
I don't trust the president, and I don't trust the FDA.
If Donald Trump can't give answers, and the administration can't give answers to these three questions, the American people should not have confidence.
You're going to say to the American people now, here's a vaccine, it was new, it was done quickly, but trust this federal administration and their health administration that it's safe?
I will say that I would not trust Donald Trump.
Okay, how confident are you in the approval process of the FDA right now?
Amazing.
How confident am I? I'm not that confident.
Yes, I would be hesitant, but I'm going to ask a lot of questions.
You're going to need someone other than this FDA and this CDC saying it's safe.
You got to make all of it available to other experts across the nation so they can look and see. So there's consensus this is a safe vaccine.
What I'm worried about is that there's some sort of October surprise and that there is a pressure put on the decision makers here to announce a vaccine in October of 2020.
We're going to put together our own group of doctors and medical experts to review the vaccine and the efficacy and the protocol. And if they say it's safe, then I'll go to the people of New York and I will say it's safe.
But if Donald Trump tells us that we should take it, I'm not taking it.
There you go. What else do you need to hear? The hypocrites in Washington and beyond reign supreme now. They run the show. The hypocrites are ruling the broken America that we all live in right now. Liars, cheaters, manipulators. What was good for me yesterday may not necessarily be good for me now. So forget what I said yesterday if it's in contrast to what I say today. Liars. It's just awful what's happened in this country. It's awful how devious and diabolical leadership is. I mean, what else do I need to play for you? Those are your elected leaders. There's your president and vice president, members of CNN, senators, congressmen, governors, saying, no, I'm not getting anywhere near it if Trump's involved. Oh, wait a second, Biden's president. Yeah, shoot me once, twice, three times, booster after booster, shot after shot. When will it end? Well, it probably won't. My name is Lee Elsie. I've got to take a quick break. Don't you dare move. Keep listening right here to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The political universe is focused on Virginia's governor race today. Democrat Terry McAuliffe and Republican Glenn Youngkin are running dead even, and pundits say the race impacts the fate of President Biden's agenda and is a bellwether for next year's midterm elections. Senate Democrats say they've reached a deal on lowering prescription drug pricing for senior citizens and families.
This deal will directly reduce out-of-pocket drug spending for millions of patients every time they visit the pharmacy or doctor.
Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, calling it an important part of President Biden's agenda, telling reporters it will significantly lower drug prices while curbing price gouging. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell calling it a Trojan horse for expensive new government programs fueled by the far left. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It'll alert you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
and root. Raw and unfiltered. Now, more with more.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the sponsor of this show, Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Internet service provider collects and uses your private information without your knowledge. They're checking out your internet history. Can you imagine everywhere you've ever gone? You don't want your internet history being out there shown to anybody or held by anybody. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forevermore. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or family, three different plans to meet your needs starting at only $6.95 a month, meaning $6.95. That's it. And use code WAR, and you get 3 months free. So you don't even pay the $6.95 for 3 months. And then you pay $6.95. It's all at Patriot VPN. That's patriotvpn.com.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, Raw and Unfiltered. One of our favorite guests from the Heritage Foundation, Stephen Bucci. All right, so I wanted to read you just a couple of headlines off of a random website. It says, New York begs for volunteer firefighters. One-third of the firefighters in New York remain unvaccinated hours before mandate. L.A. sheriff forms mass exodus among personnel. Prisoners face staff shortages as officers quit. And that's just a small sample of one website. I can, you know, go through a half a dozen others and find, you know, different areas of the country where people are leaving their jobs or being forced out of their jobs because they haven't gotten the vaccine. It really seems hypocritical to a certain extent, in particular when it comes to the first responders. I mean, what, you're going to have people out there now dying on the sidewalks because they're having a heart attack or hit by a car or get an emergency and nobody's going to be able to go there and help them? What does that solve?
Well, it's just so nutty, Lee. I mean, you think about it, you know, a year ago, a year and a half ago, these were the people we were, you know, standing outside of windows singing to in most of the cities in America, you know, giving them flowers, that they were the heroes. Rightfully so. You know, the nurses, the doctors, the policemen, the firefighters, the EMTs, you know, the grocery store workers, all these people who were good enough to work in high-risk situations before, now suddenly because they won't, you know, because of their conscience and the advice of their doctors, they're deciding not to take the vaccine. Suddenly they're, you know, they're pariahs, they're criminals, they're people we're not only going to fire because of these mandates, but we're going to do it punitively and you know, like take away their pensions and possibly give them jail time. This is insanity. We need those people. We still need them. We needed them a year and a year and a half ago. We still need them today. But suddenly they're not good enough. We're going to fire them all. Well, good luck with that. People like Bill de Blasio and President Biden, it's great for them to say that because they're going to have medical coverage. They're going to have security. If the White House or the mayor's mansion in New York City catch fire, you know, they probably got standby folks right there to put it out. You and I don't have that. Most of the American people don't have that. It's wrong. It is criminal what they're doing, and they need to adjust, back off, you know, be more convincing to try and convince people to get the vaccine. And Lee, I'm not anti-vax. I've got my vaccine.
Right.
But it is an issue of conscience and conversation with your own physician. This should not be a one size fits all or you're out the door kind of thing, and that's what they've turned it into.
You had just finished traveling. Actually, you were speaking in Washington and you had to go back home to Michigan. You got lucky because you didn't get caught up with American Airlines. They can't find pilots. They can't find people to work. This is crazy. It's chaotic.
Yeah, this may prove to be worse than the pandemic itself for the society overall. You know, we got through the bulk of the pandemic, and now this is the second big peak. You know, the disease we seem to be able to get through. The politics that seems to be the big problem here. And I'm sorry, it has gotten to the point where people are saying, you either do it my way or I'm going to punish you. And that's just not the way our governmental leaders are supposed to be operating with us. They work for us. But now suddenly we're the peasants and they're the royalty. I just don't get it.
If you could prove to the American people that not getting the vaccine puts other people in more danger than people who do get the vaccine, now you've got something sort of to fight against, and you can make an argument, but I don't know if anybody has proven that yet. But I don't see any evidence anywhere, Steve, maybe you have, where unvaccinated people put others in more jeopardy than those who have been vaccinated.
I have not seen anything that says the unvaccinated people, you know, are worse carriers than the vaccinated people. There's been strong evidence that even those of us with the vaccine, even if, you know, you can get it again, but it's going to be a much lesser case.
Right.
But you're still carrying the virus and you can still spread the virus. You know, same thing with little kids. You know, little kids hardly get sick most of the time, you know, vast majority, but they can carry it and spread it. So, you know, this idea, well, we got to get all the kids vaccinated. Well, the kids are kind of not the issue, really.
Right.
It's not going to change much for them. They already get very, you know, weak cases, but they can carry it. And they get the vaccine, they'll still be able to carry it. So why you're saying to doctors and nurses and firefighters and policemen, well, if you don't get the vaccine, you're going to get fired. Okay, tell them if they don't get the vaccine, they got to wear a mask. They got to be tested, you know, once a month or once a week, whatever you want to do. I think, you know, if you recall, they started with that. Okay, if you don't get the vaccine, you've got to be tested, you know, every week or every day.
Right.
And then the organizations figured out, oh, that's going to cost us a lot of money. It would be easier just to fire these people if they don't get their vaccine. I think that's a big component of it. I think an expanded testing regimen would suffice for those people that don't want to get the vaccine. But the businesses and the governmental organizations kind of went, oh, this is going to cost us a lot of dough. I think we need to look into that a little more because I think their motivation is wrong. And they're going to hurt individuals and hurt our society because they're not willing to pay for the test.
Right.
That they're demanding people get.
And we're not dealing with absolutes with this either. Nobody really knows everything yet, and yet they're demanding people give up their personal liberties to acquiesce to some of this stuff. That's, I think, in a nutshell, that's what's making me mad about it, is that, you know, you're asking me to give up my personal liberties, and you don't really know everything about this. You don't know what's going to happen 5 years from now, 10 years from now with folks who get this vaccine. And listen, chances are it's safe. It probably is. And I'm not even really questioning that. It's just that they're making these assumptions and demanding people give up their liberties, and there's really no certainty in any of it.
No, you're absolutely right. And, you know, I've had this conversation with my wife, who's a nurse practitioner, and she said, look, you can't beat up the medical people because every other day they change their story a little bit because they're learning more stuff every day. And as they get new evidence, they adjust, you know, what is the plan? Okay, I agree with that. I understand the science of that. You know, as we're doing sort of, you know, search kind of learning to get this. But if we're going to give the medical community and the experts that kind of slack, then the government should stop saying, well, because this is the truth today, we're going to, you know, put the force of law behind it, and we're going to put the hammer down on people who even question it when they're probably going to change it tomorrow.
Right.
I don't understand that, you know, and if it were you and I saying, oh, this is bad, I don't like this, I don't think this is true, that's one thing. Neither of us are medical people. But they've got medical people who are saying, you know, I really don't agree with getting this. I don't think the evidence proves to me that it's correct. Why are those people silenced and fired and get their medical licenses threatened? Because they don't agree with the government doctors? Is that the issue? I find that, you know, it's ludicrous that we're going to run out of nurses and doctors We made it through the peaks of the pandemic with the numbers of nurses and doctors by those people doing Herculean efforts and great personal sacrifice. Now we're going to run out because the government is forcing the corporations who hire them to fire them. That's really insane. And then they're going to turn around and blame those people because the logic of it escapes me.
I
think it escapes most American citizens, frankly, even those of us who agree with getting the vaccine.
And I'll tell you, I'm not anti-vax. I've said this a million times. I'm not a doctor. I don't pretend to be one. And I make sure whenever we talk about this, I say, you got to do what's right for you. If you think it's right for you, you should go out and get it. In fact, I've told stories a number of times. I have a friend of mine who's a police officer. His wife happens to be a first line person who's working with COVID patients every single day. And without solicitation, he didn't even know I hadn't been vaccinated. He said to me that most of the people that she sees, all of the people that she sees that are very sick are unvaccinated, and I pass it along to everybody. So it's a risk. If you're willing to take that risk, that's up to you. And she hasn't seen anybody get really sick who's been vaccinated. Now, that's not the case for everybody, but the point is that you've got to make your own decision. Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation. Stephen, we got to run. We're out of time. I thank you, as always. You can check out him online, heritage.org, or follow him on Twitter. I've got to take a quick break. We'll come right back. Once again, you are listening to the USA Radio Network, Raw and Unfiltered.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarute, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. But Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarute for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com. and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Longevity. Teamgaday.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered,
from Las Vegas.
Wayne wants to hear from you.
Root, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK.
That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. Let me mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, Sons of Liberty CBD. Sons of Liberty CBD. Finding quality CBD is not easy, but Sons of Liberty CBD does it right. Highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. I've never smoked pot in my life. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of up to 25% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Up to 25% off. Just remember, WAR15 for Wayne Allen Root. Police support, veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com.
All right, thank you, Wayne. Welcome back. Wayne will be here right after the top of the hour. It's almost time for me to give up this cushy seat to him to take over and guide you for the rest of the program. My name is Lee Elsie, and yeah, you're listening to the USA Radio Network, Raw and Unfiltered. So today is election day. Hope you voted. You better vote. That is the job that you have to do as an American citizen. If you don't vote, I truly believe if you don't vote, you can't, you know, you can't squawk about things that may have happened. These elections, in most cases here, certainly on these off years, are more municipal, more local. But those are the folks that fix your potholes. Those are the folks who actually engage you one-on-one. Right? Your senators rarely do it. Your congresspeople rarely do it. It's your state senators or your state reps or your mayors or your first electmen. Those are the ones that you go to when you have an issue. So I hope you voted. If you didn't, you still have time. Get out there and do it. I mean, even on the East Coast, it's closing in on 7 o'clock. Out there on the West Coast, you should have plenty of time. So if you haven't voted yet, no excuse. Get to a voting location near you and do it. So I don't know if you saw this, but Gender X is now an official designation on a United States passport, with the State Department issuing its first passport Wednesday. And the new category is for U.S. passport holders who don't identify as a male or a female. So if you are, I mean, what are we calling it? It? That doesn't sound right. So what are you? They, them, and it? X? Generation X, I guess. I'm not trying to offend anybody. I'm just curious, you know, what the pronoun designation is going to be. But if you want to be referred to as it, then you can on your passport. Hey, Cracker Jack flavored Pepsi is now a real thing, and it exists, ladies and gentlemen. That actually doesn't sound that great. At first I thought, man, that might be pretty good. And then, I don't know, the back of my brain said, no, I don't think so, Lee. I don't know. Well, anyway, try it. If you like it, or you've tried it and you do like it, let me know. LeeLCRadio@gmail.com. I'd like to know what you think. What do you consider a big waste of money? There are so many different things to sort of put into the hopper with this one. But I'm talking about, let's say, ancillary stuff. Not taxes, not things like that, but wastes of money. Like what you spend money on, big money, that ends up being a waste. For example, designer clothing for kids that are going to grow right out of it. That's stupid. You buy something real fancy, a couple hundred bucks for a seventh grader. 2 months later, they've grown completely out of it. Baby toys. I mean, babies are happy to be in a box. Why are you buying them so much? That didn't sound right. I mean, don't put your babies in a box. But babies will play with a box probably just as likely as they would be some fancy toy. So buying expensive baby toys is probably a waste of money. Now, I would disagree with number three, pet toys. You know me, I just lost my boy. I'm still heartbroken about that. I would spend whatever I had in my pocket to make my puppy happy. But that's, there is, I guess, some truth to it, because if I used to throw a stick at his way or a toy, he's more likely to probably grab the stick than the toy. So you're probably wasting money with pet toys. Digital games are on the list. Cable and internet. I haven't gotten to that point where I've cut the cord on the cable company yet. I'm getting there, only because I'm technically stupid. Have I not done this yet? I'm a little nervous. But anyway, cable and internet, streaming services, upcharges at car dealerships, like undercoating, right? Got to have the undercoating or the special delivery fees or all that goes along with that, I guess. I haven't bought a new car ever, first of all, but I haven't bought a car. It's 5 years, 6 years since the last time I bought my truck 6 years ago. And before that, it was like 10 years before that. So I'm not really a professional when it comes to buying cars. Funerals are on the list, and printer ink. I just bought some printer ink the other day. I told the story about this on the air. I bought the printer ink. I'll keep it short, but I bought the printer ink and could not figure out how to load it into the computer. Like, literally, I was the kid that got the 48 on the IQ test trying to put square pegs in holes as a kid. I just couldn't figure it out. I could not figure out how to put the print into the printer. And my wife, who clearly is much smarter than me, when I was yelling and screaming and punching the printer a couple of days ago, she walked upstairs and was like, what's wrong with you? And I'm like, I can't get the ink in the printer. And literally 5 seconds later, it was loaded properly, and I was wearing the dunce cap. So there you have it. All right, I got to go. The music is playing. Christopher, thank you. Down there in Dallas, Texas, Wayne Allen Root is here, and he's up next. Keep it right here on the USA Radio Network.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Senior Choice Plans.